we finished our first week of 32 of 32 on a high note as far as royalty in the NFL.
Reputation.
Pittsburgh Steelers are our fifth team that we're covering today. How you doing today, Bryce?
Doing well. It's Friday and I'm off work, so the weekend's ahead of me. I'm doing much better than I was this time yesterday.
Unfortunately, Daniel and Jeremy could not join us today, but they will probably send in their predictions later. Let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last year, 8-8, had a really outstanding defense. They were first in overall defensive passing yards, second in defensive rushing yards. And they were middle of the pack to just back of the pack as far as offense. And when you were just, you know, you and I were just talking about this, they lost a lot of offensive weapons for somebody or for a team that was awful on offense last year, and that's what really came to their demise. Why would you lose so many offensive weapons?
I was wondering the same thing. They lost, just in the offensive side, they lost their tackle, Max Starks. He's a terrific tackle. They lost Mike Wallace, who was their number one wide receiver. They lost Isaac Redman, who was their number two running back. And they lost Rashard Mendenhall, who, when healthy, is one of the most explosive backs in the NFL. I don't understand those moves at all, personally.
Yeah. They did pick up a couple of offensive weapons in the draft. Le'Veon Bell, the running back out of Michigan State, who you and I know since we're Ohio State fans, is a fantastic running back.
Yep.
Marcus Wheaton, the Oregon State wide receiver, really, really quick kid. I mean, this guy is wicked fast. They also picked up Travis Jones out of Georgia. And you know, we focus on Ohio State because we're big Ohio State fans, but growing and living in Georgia like we do, watching Jarvis Jones every Saturday was a treat, and seeing him on Sundays with the Steelers is going to be even better.
Absolutely. I think it's a great pickup for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who also re-signed Larry Foote, who I believe is going to play a big part in molding Jarvis Jones into the NFL player that, if he keeps his head on right and works hard, he has definitely enough talent to become.
The other player of note that they picked up in the draft that I found really interesting was Landry Jones, the quarterback out of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So really, in my opinion, he's a really good pickup for the Pittsburgh Steelers, just simply because this kid is a pocket passer. He has a really good arm. And, I mean, it was I'm not going to say it was a steal, but, he was picked up in the fourth round.
Yeah.
115th overall.
Yeah, I mean, that's halfway through the fourth round. You see a quarterback like Landry Jones there on the draft board. It's kind of a why not situation. It's not going to improve your team this year, but who knows? Maybe 3 or 4 years down the road, when Roethlisberger starts tapering off, Landry Jones might be that next quarterback that's sitting there in the fold to take over for Roethlisberger. It was kind of one of those why not moves, and I think it was a terrific why not move. There's no downside pretty much to that, and there is a huge upside to it.
Well, losing Harrison is obviously a huge blow to the defense, in my opinion.
Yep.
But do you really see the defensive falling out of? I see them maybe not falling too far, but do you see them going first or second again this year?
No, I see them taking a step back. It's not going to be a giant step back. I believe their their passing yards given up and their rushing yards giving up next year are going to be about similar, I think, in the top five. But when you let people go like James Harrison and Casey Hampton, who have anchored your defense for, you know, 5, 6-plus years, that's really going to hurt. They still have Polamalu. They still have Larry Foote. They still have a lot of big names on that defense who are still going to bring it week in and week out, but I think it does make your defense a little less talented without Casey Hampton and James Harrison.
Let's talk about the schedule real quick. There's, you know, obviously they finished third last year in their division behind the Bengals and obviously the world champion Baltimore Ravens, and that means you're going to have to play those two teams four times during the season,
yep,
which is obviously a challenge. But let's also look at some other teams on there. They're going to have the Bears at home with the new head coach. They're going to also have what was the other game that I just saw? They're going to have to go to Lambeau in Week 16, which is going to be a huge game in terms of just seeing how your team stacks up,
yep,
going into the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, looking at the schedule, it's not a cake schedule by any stretch of the imagination. Plus, you know, they have to go to the Patriots and face Brady in Week 9.
Yep.
So it's a really, really tough schedule, in my opinion.
And you also, what do you think? They also, I mean, Week 4, they have to go to Minnesota and play Adrian Peterson. So, yeah, it's definitely it's definitely not a cake schedule.
Well, considering that they gave up, 90 rushing yards a game, I'd be interested to see those two Giants face off between Adrian Peterson rushing 140 on average last year and them giving up 90.
Week 4, over under 95 yards for AP rushing.
I'm going to go over.
I would join you on that one.
What do you think the predictions are going to be for this year?
I would go, this is a hard schedule, and I would say a 10-6, I believe, for the Steelers. I think they're going to take a step forward. It's not often that you see the Steelers. We're talking about an 8-8 season, so it's not a bad season for any other team in the NFL. 8-8 is a bad season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't often see the Pittsburgh Steelers back-to-back disappointing years, and a disappointing year for the Pittsburgh Steelers is not making the playoffs. I think you see them go 10-6, 11-5 this year. I think they will win their division because Baltimore got substantially worse. Cincinnati is, treading water. But the Pittsburgh Steelers have been there. They have veterans. They know how to take care of business. I see them going 10-6 or 11-5 and winning this division and making the playoffs.
I'm actually going to go kind of close to you. I'm going to go 9-7, 10-6, around that area. I actually have them finishing second in the division, but making the playoffs. I really think that this is a playoff team this year. But 9-7 is my bold prediction at this point. They've got a couple of tough road games that I really think, or a few tough road games. I think going to, like you said, going to the Vikings in Week 4 and facing Adrian Peterson, having to face Tom Brady is always a challenge.
Yep.
And then also, Aaron Rodgers is always going to be a challenge.
Yep.
Anytime you face them. So I really think those three road games right there, not to mention, everyone always has one slip up at home.
Yep.
And so, I'm going to say 9-7 is my bold prediction, second in the division, but I'm close with you. I see where you're coming from with the 10-6.
We're going to know a lot about this team in the first 4 weeks. They have a cake start. They play Tennessee at home, and then they go at Cincinnati. Cincinnati was 10-6 last year, finished second in the division, made it to the playoffs. They have a home
Monday night.
Yeah,
too.
Monday night. They have a home game against Chicago, which is going to be terrific. Chicago had one of the most outstanding defenses last year. That's another primetime game at 8:30 on Sunday. And then they go to Minnesota. So that's three back-to-back-to-back really tough games right there. And I think if they can take two out of those three games, I think the back end of their schedule, as easy as it is, they have a home game against Miami, home game against Cincinnati, a home game against Cleveland with an away game at Lambeau thrown in there. I really think if they get off to a hot start, then that cakewalk at the end of the season can really benefit them.
Well, we'll talk more about their other division foes next week. Cincinnati's on Monday, and I won't be there, but hopefully Jeremy and Daniel will be joining Bryce for the podcast. But for Bryce and missing Daniel and Jeremy, I'm Billy, and this has been Sports Lab, guys.